She had the irritating notion that he was ashamed to be seen with her. "Would it be better to not isolate ourselves?" she asked, not bothering to hide her pique at being hidden away. "I want to get to know you better," he said. "Being away from the others suits my purpose." "They may think we're up to no good."
"They all know me well enough to know that I'm always up to no good."
"You say that with such pride."
"One must excel at something, and I excel at being fodder for gossip."
Had he no shame? How wonderful it must be to be in a position not to care what others thought. He nodded toward the footman, or whatever the man was, and the servant quickly pulled out her chair. Hesitating, she considered the other couples. Surely they were not all married. Surely sitting with Avondale in a darkened corner would not cause damage to her reputation, to her goal. On the other hand, sitting in the shadows with him might make everything else moot, might allow her to gain what she wanted that much more quickly. She sank onto the seat and proceeded to peel off a glove. Before she could blink, Avondale was kneeling beside her, taking her hand. "Allow me." She fought not to appear stunned. "Get up. People are likely to think you're proposing marriage."
"As I said, they know me well enough here, and so they know I'm not engaged in any such nonsense. Although before the night is done, I intend to propose something quite wicked."
His eyes smouldered as they met hers. With that devilish smile of his, how could she take offence? She couldn't blame him for his forthrightness when she'd accepted his kisses the other night. In fact, she preferred it. The game he was playing was more honest than hers.
"I believe, Your Grace, that you have mistaken me for a woman of questionable moral character. I assure you, I am no light skirt." "I'm counting on it."
What the devil did he mean by that? Then all thoughts fled her mind as he slowly stroked a blunt-tipped finger along the inside of her upper arm, above the glove. Down, up once more. Pleasure skidded along her skin, warmed her to the core. When he reached the glove again, he began slowly rolling it down, the edge of his fingers caressing her skin. A hint of a touch, more a promise, until the supple kid skin was gathered at her wrist. She wondered if he could feel the throbbing of her pulse there.